You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
Well, I think what everybody has been talking about the last couple of days is harvest delays in the next few days or so. What can you tell us?
Well, I certainly think that's going to be a concern. We have a confluence of events. We've got a stationary frontal boundary that's going to be draped across the Ohio Valley and central and southern areas of the Corn Belt. At the same time, subtropical moisture from the leftovers of Hurricane Simon streaming out of the desert southwest, in addition to some Gulf of Mexico moisture, is going to come up, intersect with that boundary, and produce some widespread areas of showers and thunderstorms for several days over Missouri, portions of Kansas, southeast Nebraska, looks like southern Iowa, central and southern Illinois, Indiana, then into Ohio. It's going to be a wet period of weather during that time frame, a narrow band of precipitation, but a very persistent one, and that could lead to some delays.
Of course, parts of Kansas will be saying hooray.
Well, that is true. Always good to get some moisture in for that wheat, but for other folks, it will be a bit of a concern. One of those double-edged swords.
How long will it take to dry out? Because I think there's another storm system on the horizon around, what, October 13th and 14th?
Well, there is, although I will tell you, there's a lot of disagreement in our long-range forecasts right now. The global models are in waging war right now with each other, with some modeling bringing in a pretty good-looking storm system early next week with a pretty good shot of cold air. Some other modeling, not as intense with the cold air or the precipitation. My hunch is that the former will probably win out, which means there will be another possibility of colder weather and precipitation early next week.
The harvest window shut down for a while.
But yeah, we'll put it this way. It's going to be a window that's going to be opening and closing with rapidity here over the next couple of weeks.
We should turn our attention to South America, because harvesting has begun down there in Brazil, and a talking point among traders this week thus far has been dryness in the north, although it is quite early. Is this more than a talking point? Is there a potential trend there?
Well, certainly you need to watch it, because the trend over the next week to 10 days in those areas of Brazil you noted will be for some dry conditions and above normal temperatures, and that also goes for many portions of Argentina as well. So whether or not it's a trend that goes past a couple weeks, we'll see, but certainly for the next week to 10 days, many of the key growing areas of South America will be dry.
Typical South American weather would, in the next week or two, have showers pretty much picking up.
Well, that's true. That's something, when you look at the climatology, says that should develop. And I think that to be something a week from now we'll be keeping an eye on.
Thank you very much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.